This is Josh. Tim Carter, thanks so much for calling WGRR 103.5. How can I help you?
Good morning, Tim.
Yes.
Hey, a couple weeks ago I talked to you about DeFi and your the other System Savers products. I'm building a playhouse for the boy, and but part of this playhouse is it's also going to be a shed so I can put some of my garden tools, get them out of the garage. So on top of the shed will be the playhouse, but what I want to do is put a deck down so that his little feet won't be picking up splinters, and at the same time, water won't penetrate the shed area. So I roughed in the shell of the shed, and I went out and got a roll of Storm Guard and rolled that down on top of the shed where the deck of the playhouse will be. And so now I'm at the point where I need to put something down that the kids can walk on that won't hurt their feet and will prevent water from getting through. And I was looking for some advice from you.
So is this garden shed got a flat roof, obviously?
Yes.
Okay, and you put down the Storm Guard stuff that's supposed to go underneath the shingles?
Correct.
Okay.
Because it seals and it overlaps and it's...
Yeah, I know. I just don't know if I would have agreed with this design. I mean, the way that she proceeded so far. You can just go ahead and try to put down, you know, redwood. I mean, how big is the area?
We're talking 8x8.
You know, if you put down some finished redwood, which is very smooth, you know, that would work.
Okay, and I thought about that, or like a Trex.
Well, better go read my column about composite decking materials before you do that.
Okay.
I don't know. And especially, one of the materials, get this, one of the materials that earlier in the year that I said was okay, I had to go back and modify that column on my website a few days ago. There's a huge recall out on the one product that that I had said was okay. And the reason why is even it's failing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. These products are failing. So, man, go read my column about composite decking. You're not going to believe it.
And see okay, what, see I'll
what,
do that.
See what the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has to say.
Yeah. Oh. I definitely want to stay away from something pressure-treated.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them picking that up, even though this new stuff's supposed to be safer.
Go with redwood and put that epoxy defy on it to kind of solidify it.
Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
And this was just another thought I had. To totally remove the possibility of water even getting through where the deck boards would butt up against each other.
Yes.
What about like a hardwood plywood for the area that would be exposed to rain, and then if I were to finish that with the Defy?
Well, you could, but I mean, it's still going to get through. I mean, I think the only thing that I would potentially do, I know this sounds crazy, is I would potentially think about building a platform on top of this product. In other words, I would actually think about building a frame out of 2x4s,
mm-hmm.
and providing some drainage out of there. And I would attach this outer frame to the sides of your shed somehow. I mean, I'd have to, because I don't want any nails going through that Storm Guard.
No, I don't want those either.
Okay, so then
I was going to nail them into so that the nails would come through and go into the joists.
Well, I know, but you've got the Storm Guard on top of the joists.
Right.
I know. I'm trying to tell you, I don't want any nails through the Storm Guard. So
I agree.
It's like, imagine if you took a shipping pallet, you know, like a pallet, and you just laid a pallet on top of this roof. Okay? You just lay a pallet on there.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is actually build a framework out of 2x4s on edge, you know, so they're sticking up 3.5 inches in the air.
Right.
And then you nail whatever you want to on top of that. But even that, you don't want these kids sliding off the Storm Guard, so you got to figure a way on the sides of it to anchor that to the sides of your shed. So that if you wanted to actually lift off this deck off the top of the Storm Guard, you could do that.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And I would actually put a big sheet of rubber roofing over the Storm Guard between to act as a buffer, like as a bushing, you know, between the bottom of those 2x4s and the Storm Guard. That's what I would do.
Okay.
All righty? I got to take a quick break, Josh.
I appreciate it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What to do? Okay, buddy, we got to go.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Have a great weekend.